Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Well, it is a Tuesday. It's 20 past. That means we got to check in with our friend Bill Moore, Price Futures Group. And Bill, we didn't have such a good Monday yesterday. I'm hoping for a turnaround Tuesday. How are things going today?
That's exactly what you got, Eric. Monday was a brutal day. Double-digit losses across the board. Pretty much spawned by the more than expected rain in Argentina and South Brazil over the weekend, coupled with a pretty good harvest pace over in Brazil. They're bringing in a record crop over there, talking 150 million metric tons plus. But today, the market, they overdid it. Today, the market's coming back, and even more than you'd think. Corn is actually higher in the week right now. It's recamped, regained all the losses from yesterday. It's impressive, and see, you wonder what's going on because, they say rain, if this is a drought ender and all in Argentina, then they're going to take all the weather premium out. But the jury's out on that. The 60% of the area got rain. They'll need continuous rains to really end the drought. So it's a good start, but if it doesn't continue like it hasn't in the past, and it'll still support the market. So that's one thing to keep in mind. Secondly, is I think the export picture for corn and beans in particular is a lot rosier than in recent months. Looking into the first quarter, a couple of reasons for that. One, U.S. dollars had a remarkable slide in the last 2 months, and this is improving the export. Of course, the export prospects for corn and beans. In fact, corn, Gulf corn is on par or actually a little lower than Argentine and Brazilian corn. So that puts us in a, for first time in a long time, a favorable export position. Secondly, is the fact that China, even though they're on holiday for the next week, so they won't be doing a lot here in the next 4 or 5 days, they are reopening their economy. COVID won't last forever, just like it hasn't here in the U.S. They're bound to come back to the export channels and start buying like they were before. So that coupled with a cheaper dollar, I think is giving us a rosier export picture for the first quarter of this year. And I think that's one of the reasons the market has recovered today from the big losses yesterday. Okay. Never expected corn, and we'll see where they close here in the next hour or so. Never expected corn to come all the way back and recoup all the losses it took yesterday. So kind of to me, an upbeat way to look at the market heading into, the first quarter of this year. Plus the stock market, with all the talk about the recession looming and this and that, I think the jury's still out on that. If you look at the chart of the Dow Jones, it has rallied since last October, about 6,000 points. We'll have an economic slowdown. We've already had that, a lot of layoffs, some of these big companies laying off quite a few people, Amazon and just recently in the paper. But maybe the worst is behind us. The interest rate increase for January is only going to be 0.25% versus 0.5% last month and 0.75% the 4 previous months. So maybe, the Fed's program seems to be working, and maybe we'll avoid a big economic turndown, and this will be supportive for the grains as well. Livestock-wise, it's a real head-scratcher. It's been this way for a long time. Why two competing livestock meats, pork and beef, are going in such opposite ways. But that's been the case for a long time. Cattle is a little lower today. It had a nice rally yesterday. Just a correction off the highs. Yesterday, the market was up on the bullish cattle on feed report that came out last Friday. Also up on some winter storms that may increase the death loss. So that those two have, and the cheaper corn, from yesterday.
Okay.
So that's helped keep the cattle within a dollar or so of the contract highs. Hog market is down again today. It has no friends. This hog market has had a waterfall type fall off here since late December. The market has dropped an amazing $15 in about a month's time. And it's searching for a bottom. It's really oversold. But it's struggling down here. You think that bargain hunters, just the sheer cheapness of the market, would turn it around, and maybe it will, but it's having trouble right now. The difference, the disparity between the two is all about production. The production in cattle is supposed to go much lower than normal from the fourth quarter in the first quarter, and this is fueling the up, whereas the production in the hog market is actually going to go up significantly when it usually goes down pretty hard from the fourth quarter to the first quarter. Too much pork on the market. That's why the kale is right off its contract highs and the pork right off its contract lows.
We need to get some other news going on for grains because it seems to only worry about Argentina and Brazilian weather right now. And when it happens, good or bad, it goes over the top. So we need to get some other news.
Yeah, it's a weather market. You know, in those weather markets, that's what happens. You know, they trade from forecast to forecast. And they were forecasting rain over the weekend, and they got a lot of it. The biggest in several months. But, you know, it needs to continue. Meanwhile, the exports, which have been just brutally bad for the last, seemed like the longest time, coupled with the fact that China's on holiday right now, you know, I think they're going to come to the fore because of the cheap dollar and because China's reopening, and they could kind of bail this market out from the rain in Argentina.
All right, very good. Bill Moore, Price Futures Group. Bill, for anybody that is looking to have your help with marketing or getting some commodity advice, how do they do that?
630-947-5176, wmoore@pricegroup.com. Check out my newsletter, Agmaster, or www.pricegroup.com. Check out my the company website. Check out the bio on the company website. I've been at it since the 70s. I'd love to talk to you.
All right, very good. Bill, have a great week. We'll talk to you again soon.
Always a pleasure, Eric. You do as well, sir.
All right, thank you very much.